Viola! Viola!
Musikalsk lugtesalt, der vil bringe energiniveauet fuldstændig tilbage på. Yes! Mixi! Yeah. Oh, skru op!
Party. Der var en lille bitte yndig hund, og den hed Trold.
Den snude var lidt kold.
Så sjov og rund.
Og den var vist et fund. Ja, jeg beretter kun
ba, 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 ba.
Den ville gerne ud i haven for at sige lov, hvis at den kunne få lov. For den synes det var sjov. Den jagte de små fugle, som i haven var på rov.
Den gjorde det med et vov.
Den var min mor.
Vores lille hund, hvor tror jeg, her beretter jo. Den er så sød og god. Vi leger til
Hvem end I er, jeg havde lagt op til en storslået joke. Det var meningen, det skulle være... Ej,
men din underbevidsthed vil i virkeligheden hellere høre ægte Beatles?
Nej. Der er jo, vi skal høre det her fede hunde-Beatles, som hedder The Beatle Barkers, som, hvor alle sangene er med hundelyd.
Du har ødelagt din egen joke.
Ej, ja, det faldt til jorden, det må man sige. Hvilken... Ej, der er nogle masse...
Men altså, den lytter der... Hvad var det... Hurtigknipperen vil rigtig gerne høre noget hundemusik, så i det mindste får...
Skal ske!
...vedkommende sin
okay.
Vilje.
Yes! Her kommer Can't Buy Me Love med hundebeatles. Ej, hvor var det... Ej, hvor faldt det meget til.
Læg det bag dig, vi hører hundebeatles.
Jeg ved det simpelthen ikke. Hundebils. Jeg kunne faktisk godt tænke mig lige at høre en til med hundebils. Hvad for en syg person uploader noget, der ikke er hundebils under navnet hundebils? Det synes jeg...
En trold. Jeg tror, du leder efter navnet en trold. En internet-trold.
Vi er nødt til at stole på, at de hundebeatles MP3-filer, vi downloader ulovligt fra internettet, faktisk er hundebeatles. Ellers er der jo ikke noget, der fungerer.
Ja, så det er next level trolleri at uploade ægte Beatles som hundebeatles.
Det er hele bundegården her.
Det er bundegårds Beatles, det her.
Jeg er blevet godt humør igen, Mixi. Jeg har det ikke dårligt længere.
Hvis du gerne vil have det her Bundegårds infernale musik stopper, så ring ind på 42 66 80 29, så skruer vi lidt ned, mens du snakker.
Yeah. svært at sidde tvær og trist tilbage og lytte til det her. Så gik hjem, sad sol foran Kokyos hus og græd og krammede den tilsavlede bold, som Kokyo havde bidt i. Mit barn sad og græd og krammede en tilsavlet hundebold. Faktisk er Kokyo en vildt sød hund. Måske hundehaderen tør op, men ved ikke, hvad jeg synes om hundemusik. Sol elsker hundemusik. Går hunden i lejligheden og danser til alle vov lige nu. Kærlig hilsen, måske hundehaderen.
Går hund i lejligheden? Altså, går som en hund, eller hvad? Jeg sætter lige et nummer på, der hedder Down to Zero med Joan Armatrading, og så går jeg ud og tisser.
Okay. Ring ind til sidste showet på telefonnummer. Showets telefonnummer er 42 66 80 29.
Walks through the crowd and takes your man, sends you rushing to the mirror. Brush your eyebrows and say, there's more beauty in you than anyone. I remember who walked the wall sand beside you. More to your heel, let the waves come and rush in. Shift the worry from your head, but then again, she put trouble in your heart instead. Then you fall down to the ground, down to the ground. You're no hiding, still more crying when you're thinking of your mother's only son. Take to your bed, you say this peace and sleep, but you dream of love instead. All the heartache you'll find. Can't bring more pain than a blister in song. But oh, when you fall, oh, when you fall, fall at my door.
Jeg tror, vi er nået til der i lytternes reklamebureaus historie, hvor vi prøver at komme med det første bud på en egentlig løsning på en af de her kampagner.
I need help. I need a recording date. Nå,
Det er det menneskelige horn, det subitaler her på sangen Tow Away Zone.
Var det sådan, der lød ind i din hjerne, da du prøvede at fremlægge din reklameidé?
Det var bare helt tomt, desværre.
I need help. I need a recording contract. Can't you dig? I can dig. Can't you dig? We need double with us with recording contract. Need one. Need help. Everybody needs help. Can't you dig? I can. Can you? Can we all dig? We need little bit of 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 little bit
of little bit of little bit of little bit of little bit of little bit of little bit of little bit of med sangen Tow Away Zone. Should we tell en gumo?
Am să cânt și o piesă, cea mai nouă melodie pentru toată lumea prezentă, pentru toți frații noștri și pentru cei care nu mă cunosc. Sunt Ionuș Cercel, băiatul lui Petrică Cercel. Ușor, doar eu și chitara pe spate. Iau! Da dum la dum la da, da dum la dum la da, da dum la dum la da, ma de Romania. Da dum la dum la da, da dum la dum la da, da dum la dum la da, ma de Romania.
Hvad er Junut? Hvad er hent? Daddy's Diddy's. Okay.
Daddy's Diddy's. Spændende.
Kommer her. Tak for din besked. Grandkålen.
Claus Bæk Nielsen, Das Bækværken, Creme Extreme, Gruppe fra Aarhus.
De kommer og græder ud, de kommer med de åbne sår. Jeg lytter, jeg tager imod, og tyder vente til de forstår, at verden er kold og tom, og tiden den er ganske kort. I livet det handler om,
4.
Hvilken ændring ønsker du at se i verden? Stil os en opgave på lytternes reklamebureau. Læg en besked på telefonnummer 42 66 89 29. Tide at nævne navne på alle de mennesker, der har været med til at lave det her radioprogram til det sociale medie, det jo er. Jeg tænker på Mark Helt, Barbie J, Radioavisen, Tullemor, Hurtigknipper, Pladestikkeren, XT-Smiley, Nattens Lille Lyne, Viskvinden, Redaktøren, DJ Bilen, Skytsengel, Måske Hundehaderen, Elrenser Gumo, Grankoglen, også kendt som Lille Fyr. Mangler dit navn på listen? Det er der råd for. Hallo, hvem er det? Er tilbage på næste torsdag her på The Lake Radio klokken 7.
Altså på torsdag. Altså ikke på næste torsdag, men på torsdag.
Det er jo det samme, mix.
Det er det kun om torsdagen. Hvis det havde været fredag... Jamen, det er lang snak. Vi ses og høres videre om en uge.
Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid. Vreest niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
De schitterende dragers ter vooruitgang op hun pad niet achterom kijken. Opdat zij niet over de voorhoede der voorzichtigen struikelen. En verstrikt raken in de verwarring der ongehoorzamen.
Vreest niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
This carpet?
You are my best friend. Very special price.
Good, but I have to change first.
Change? You look fine.
No, my traveler's checks.
Thomas Cook. No problem. Good for me. Now you special friend.
Thomas Cook, traveler's checks. Uw betrouwbare reisgenoot. Vraag ernaar bij uw bank.
Hallo, met Wanda. Ik wacht op je. Bel 06-9811.
Hun tijdperk is voorbij, nu is er Ultradreft glazuurbeschermer. Ik neem een totaal nieuw bord. Elke helft gaat in de machine vol vuile vaat. Het bijtonpoeder tast het glazuur onherstelbaar aan. Wat niet het geval is bij het bord dat met Dreft gewassen is. Het glazuur blijft mooi en zelfs de lasagneschaal is glansend schoon.
Ultra Dreft glazuurbeschermer beschermt uw servies met glans.
The Chamber of Terror. Watch every corner, because this is where the dead become the living. Autopsy, the most unearthly horrors ever performed on the human body.
Don't tell me you get your kids from this stuff. My interest is purely professional. Are you a doctor?
Pistol at point blank range, through the throat and upward. For my money, it's a suicide.
You know your corpses, but I know my souls. I confess this girl only minutes before what you call her suicide.
I don't know anyone more beautiful. And you're trying to destroy her. That's the real crime.
The girl knows more about death than about love. The man teaches her about both. Someone is driving everyone closer and closer to the grave.
You haven't been passing yourself off as a priest for very long, have you?
I am a priest. You hear me? I am a priest.
Suddenly the fear is spreading, and no dead or living body is safe. Murder goes on a slashing rampage that begins and ends in the morgue.
Crazy! You are!
Neither God nor exorcism can help you now. Where death lives at its most terrifying. Autopsy will take you apart.
Man becomes a target of insanity as he steps into the crosshairs of a homicidal maniac with a need for revenge. A journey into the dark and endless caverns of a sick and twisted mind. A journey into living hell.
Where are you?
Are you sure that Evelyn is really dead?
Destroy it.
Alan, I'm waiting for you. Look out the window, Evelyn!
The night Evelyn came out of the grave.
You are beyond temporary fear, everlasting terror. Demons.
How frightening it is to suddenly find that you can see your own murder. No one will believe you.
Det blir en pick up, säger Olle. Ska jag också gå lägga mig tidigt? Nej, jag ska hellre Vasa knäckebröd. Parveros knäckebröd. Läckert och lätt. Det blir jag pick up. Nu tar Olle sin teddybjörn och går till säng.
Action aus der Hölle von Hongkong. Der Kampf geht weiter. Ihre einzigen Argumente sind Maschinenpistolen.
Sie stehen auf der falschen Seite des Gesetzes.
Der Kampf scheint aussichtslos.
Ein Mann, der seine Freiheit liebt.
Wie hat er schon viel von Ihnen erzählt?
Das Gefährlichste, was ihm über den Weg laufen konnte, war diese Frau.
Findest du auch, dass meine Frau hübsch ist?
Hi. Erst als es zu spät war, merkte er, wie gefährlich sie wirklich war.
Bist du dasselbe wie ich?
Wenn aus Liebe Leidenschaft wird...
Ich habe seit langer Zeit meine wahren Wünsche verdrängt.
Brennende Leidenschaft, glühende Hitze.
Nein! Was zum Teufel machen Sie hier?
Rocker sind nur betrunken und scharf auf Weiber.
Sie lieben heiße Öfen, sexy Girls und verrückte Partys. Ein rachsüchtiger Staatsanwalt bekämpft sie mit allen Mitteln.
Die Bürger sind lange genug von diesen Motorradrockern terrorisiert worden.
Warum bestellen Sie nicht einen richtigen Killer?
Die heißen Öfen hält nichts und niemand auf.
Ich glaube, ich bin einfach viel zu dick.
Achtung, pass auf! Jetzt kommen Sie!
Ab heute habt ihr eine neue Aufgabe. Ihr werdet lernen, wie man den Gegner erfolgreich aufführt und vernichtet.
Okay, Baby, lass die Rohre glühen.
Alles gut? Haben Sie mit Frauen in Uniform Schwierigkeiten?
Ich mag keine Zicken, Sir. Du hast was vergessen.
Kleines Andenken.
Wenn das alles ist, gute Nacht.
Soll das ein Scherz sein, Sir?
Das ganze Leben ist ein Scherz, junger Mann.
Das hier ist kein Job für Verlierer.
Ist das klar?
Natürlich okay!
Sex ist wie Fliegen.
Richtig, aber ohne Anschnallen.
Ja, Und das erste Mal ist immer wie eine Notlandung.
Sie fassen die Jungs zu hart an, Sir. Sie wollen mich rausekeln.
Ich will einen Mann aus ihnen.
Rock'n'Roll Time. Eins garantiere ich euch. Heute könnt ihr ihr blaues Wunder erleben. Geil.
Okay, Leute, es wird ernst. Das ist keine Übung. Alarmstufe rot.
Ich soll zu Hause rumsitzen und du spielst hier den Helden, nicht mit mir.
Rennt ihn die Ärsche weg.
Ich habe ihn infiziert.
Mach ihn fertig, bevor ihr uns fertig macht.
Nur die Besten haben eine Chance.
We live in a world of tension and conflict. And peace, even where it does exist, does so without guarantees for tomorrow. We must therefore face the hard reality that someday a nuclear attack against the United States could occur. And equally important, we must also realize that horrifying as that prospect may seem, destructive as such an attack might be, we can survive. It would not mean the end of the world, the end of our nation. And you can greatly improve your own chances of survival if you'll remember these facts about protection in the nuclear age. Things to remember.
Ist der Aufmarsch beendet?
In time of emergency,
greifen Sie gleichzeitig an, bis alles vernichtet ist. Die betroffenen Gebiete sind wie ausgebrannt.
Jetzt verstehe ich auch, warum wir aus diesen Gebieten keine Funksprüche mehr bekommen. Montreal meldet sich nicht mehr. Das war zu erwarten. Wir hören auch nichts mehr von der pazifischen Küste. Oder wissen Sie etwas?
Nein, Sir, es hat uns nicht mehr geantwortet.
Entschuldigen Sie bitte. Hier ist eine Aufnahme von Los Angeles, Sir.
Aha. Das ist eine Radaraufnahme, die in sehr großer Höhe gemacht wurde. Sie zeigt die Position der einzelnen Raumschiffe von Los Angeles. Die neu gelandeten Maschinen sehen Sie hier auch. Sie sind etwas größer und länger gezeichnet.
Wie Sie hier auf dem Bild sehen, gehören zu jeder Angriffsgruppe drei Raumschiffe.
Ich kenne dich genau. Du liebst das Töten. Aber ansonsten bist du nicht weiter als...
Nun gut, es bleibt nichts anderes übrig. Es gibt nur ein Mittel, um das Verderben aufzuhalten. Wir haben es bis jetzt wegen der Radioaktivität nicht angewandt. Aus Rücksicht auf die Bevölkerung. Washington wird den Befehl geben, die Atombombe einzusetzen. Wir greifen am besten zuerst ihre Stützpunkte vor Los Angeles an.
Ja.
Das Pacific Institute registriert mit seinen Apparaten die Wirkung der Atombombe. Sie sorgen dafür, dass das ganze Gebiet evakuiert wird.
Gut.
Noch vor Einbruch der Dunkelheit schlagen wir zu. Durch diese Waffe werden wir die Erde vor dem Untergang retten.
We'll be doing everything in their power to keep the peace. Second, you'll probably have some time to prepare. Of course, attack could come by surprise. But more likely, there would be a time of growing international tension, with all its signs and warnings, lasting days, perhaps even weeks. Giving you time for some preparations.
I identify myself. I am Emperor Guillotine from the planet Gargoyle, and my purpose for that, I have come to conquer the Earth. Now feel the power of the Emperor!
We're under attack.
Name is Dr. Lucius Guardian. The Gargoyle Gang's been forcing me to build that robot so they can use it to conquer the world.
Building it? You took a pretty big chance helping us.
But now you must try to get away. It'll soon be completed. It'll be the most powerful thing on Earth. When the Gargoyles have that robot, nobody will be able to stop them because no power can stop the robot.
You mean it isn't ready yet?
No. Giant Robot is ready. All he needs is atomic power to activate his brain. Then his controls will be operating, and with this miniature transmitter,
He will be under the control of the first voice that is recorded in his electronic brain.
Really? With this microphone? Hey, giant robot, start to move!
Johnny, no!
Well, the Gargoyle Gang is going to lose. I planted an atomic bomb that will explode in 5 minutes.
They're coming this way. You, did you see them?
No.
You, any sign of it?
Is beschadigend pedoseksueel gedrag. Waarbij mensen met een pedofiele geaardheid kinderen seksueel misbruiken. Van seksueel misbruik van kinderen. Nou, daar moeten we wat aan doen.
Nou, wat in ieder geval opvalt, is dat veel pedoseksuele zogenaamde kronkels in het denken hebben. Kinderen willen nou eenmaal seks met volwassenen. Kinderen vinden dat lekker. De kinderen zullen daar nooit schade van ondervinden. En ik heb die dingen gedaan bij dat kind. Ik heb een pedofiel gehad en die zei, voor mij is een kind een glas water. En zegt dan maar tegen mij dat ik daarvan af moet blijven.
Hoe jonger de kinderen waar een pedofiel op valt, des te ernstiger is de beschadiging geweest.
Zijn de fantasieën dan ook anders van zeg maar een pedofiel die op 12 jaar valt en een pedofiel die op 4 jaar valt?
De seksualiteit die ze hebben, ook het ontwikkelingsstadium weerspiegelt van hun slachtoffertje. Van hun slachtoffertje. Dus betekent dat een pedoseksueel die valt op, laten we zeggen, een jongetje tussen 6 en 8 jaar. Veel meer gericht zal zijn op het tasten, het aan het piemeltje trekken, uitkleden, kijken naar, dochtertje spelen, kijken wie het beste kan plassen. Dat soort zaken horen terug. Geslachtsgemeenschap. Want dat behoort weer bij een volgend ontwikkelingsstadium. Dat...
Dan is Dutroux helemaal geen pedofiel. Dat is een klassieke filmpaar. En dat heeft niks met pedofiel te maken.
Ground Hell, somewhere beneath beautiful ancient Venice, which many come to see and admire. Among them, this group of young travelers, some of whom will remain never to be seen again. With a blood-chilling pattern for murder, the grisly secret of a madman. Night. A time for evil. Behind the door, through the window, a time for terror. A terror that leaves a tiny clue, a pattern, a blood. Repeated, again, and again, and again.
Don't make a move.
How do you forget? How do you hide from a horror that pierces your most secret moments? How do you escape a death that comes in the night like some monstrous ancient ritual of terror and death? The journey into the bizarre, terrifying world of the psychosexual mind. Terror.
I've called you here today for a good reason. What do you have here? The fragments of...
Is one of these students a psychosexual killer?
...murdered just 1 week ago.
Or are they just playing erotic games? Not so innocent erotic games. Eager to test the limits of pleasure. A killer is stalking.
Son of a bitch!
Come back, John.
A killer who takes his pleasure differently.
Yet here you see them leaving their status symbol cars to attend a rock festival. The marijuana mentality can reject God, Christ, or any traditional form of religion, but accept black magic, witchcraft, astrology, spiritism, and yoga, and even engage in devil worship. All this to the delight of record companies who are making fortunes from gullible youth. How important is devil worship in this country? If you listen to Stray Cat Blues or Midnight Rambler, you will obtain insight into Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones and how he would be involved in scoring a film about devil worship called Invocation to My Demon Brother. Starring as Lucifer in the film is Bobby Beausoleil, who was being held with Sharon Atkins for the murder of Gary Hindman. Hyneman had housed Miss Atkins and Beau Salil along with Charles Manson, the leader of their cult. Hyneman, like actor Sharon Tate and the others, died in what was described as ritual murder. Another actor in the film scored by Mick Jagger was Anton LaVey of the Satanic Church of San Francisco. Listen to the lyrics of the Jagger song, Midnight Rambler.
I'm going easy with your cold bandana. I'll stick my knife right
in the toes are the tiptoes. Isn't that what happened to Sharon Tate? The Rolling Stones and the Beatles are the two top musical groups. Since they have done more than others to create the marijuana mentality, we must consider the Beatles' influence on Charles Manson. For example, a simple peace demonstration is a form of mass mind manipulation. To understand this, we again quote from the book, Rape of the Mind. The hypnotic influence of being part of a crowd can induce the same loss of control and sense of union with the outside world that we associate with drugs. In the mass orgy, the individual loses his conscience and self-control. The social inhibitions may disappear. He is temporarily relieved of his deep frustrations and the burden of unconscious guilt. The feeling of participation in the magic omnipotent group, of reunion and communion with the all-embracing forces in the world, brings euphoria to a normal person and feelings of pseudo-strength to the weak. The demagogue who is able to provide such ecstatic release in the masses can be sure of their yielding to his influence and power. Dictators find such mass rituals highly effective. The masses can bask in the respectability of popular acceptance regardless of the crimes they commit. The news media who are responsible for expanding the drug problem now suggest as the answer to the problem, sensitivity training. Supposedly a method by which you brainwash drugs from a youngster's mind. Before you accept this solution, reflect upon a press release from the Association for Sane Psychiatric Practices. Charles Manson, leader of the hippie family allegedly responsible for, is very great. This country has never had such a challenge. The Western world has not seen such a malignant, destructive force since the last plague in Europe. Education in drugs should also encompass what our country stands for and the Judeo-Christian ethic that founded our country. You'll find in talking to college students an amazing lack of understanding of what our Western civilization is all about. No one is going to force them to take drugs. They will take them of their own free will. Why? Because they are subjected to the greatest propaganda barrage in the history of mankind. Now, what are you going to do about it? Uses it, he may not expect. High school, 12 million young people in the United States. High schools, in high school, dictates for the. 12 million young people. In.
Was soll das bedeuten, übel Zurich?
Das bedeutet, dass dich deine Mama in deinem Sarg nicht wiedererkennen wird.
Control of household insects in military establishments is based upon thorough sanitation and upon scientific use of an insecticide known as DDT. Is particularly useful because of its physical properties of stability and solubility. It is easily mixed with kerosene or fuel oil and forms a clear, stable solution in the barracks, in the kitchen or mess hall, and at mealtime. The cockroach, the bedbug, and the housefly are called household insects because they infest places of human habitation, ruining sleep and efficiency, destroying food, and carrying filth and disease. It is for fly breeding. So spray the general area around the garbage depot, covering not only the ground, but the walls and the garbage cans themselves. Now the third rule of fly control, a very simple one. Keep them out. Doors and windows must be thoroughly screened. All screen doors should open outward to make it more difficult for the flies to enter. For treating screens, several types of screen applicators are available. A good application of DDT will make both sides of the screen sure death to flies.
Russia, nation in conflict, God's instrument to fulfill end time prophecy. World War III. Will it be fought with conventional armaments or nuclear weaponry? Armageddon, Satan's last attempt to thwart the eternal plan of Almighty God. Russia, World War III, and Armageddon.
Nuclear explosions are caused by weapons such as H-bombs or atom bombs. They are like ordinary explosions, only many times more powerful. They cause great heat and blood.
I shall have a child for a stake.
They also